in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing personal identity, what personal identity is, but more importantly, asking the question, how strong is your personal identity? I feel that many of us feel lost in our own lives. We feel confused as to who we are, and we get lost in the crowd. And so this show is dedicated to anybody out there who feels lost, who's struggling with identity, and better yet, anybody out there that wants to strengthen themselves and their direction in life to have a better, happier, and healthier life. You know, I've realized that personal identity is a big thing. And I've realized that a lot of us, because of the way we were raised and different dynamics in life, healthy, unhealthy, have learned traits and skills that may or not be helpful to us. We've taken on identity issues that may or may not be our identity. And some of us have even a low self-esteem that gets in the way of strengthening and having a strong identity. And so we're going to be talking about that today and really discussing how we can make those changes and really discussing, better yet, what is a personal identity? Okay, so let's discuss personal identity. What is a personal identity? Well, a personal identity is derived from understanding our values, understanding our beliefs, understanding our choices, and understanding that we have the right and the privilege to make choices on our own thought processes, our own belief system. And so let's begin with talking about values. I find that a lot of times we take on the values of our family or friends or the way we were raised. For example, our parents, we take on their value system. Many of us take on a value system based on a specific religion, based on the way we were raised and our family dynamic. And we haven't really changed because we got into it, you know, when we were young and we stuck with it, and that was then. But I found that in order to really have a really strong personal identity, you have to question everything that came into your life. And let me give you an example. I was raised in a certain religion, and some of you know exactly what religion that is. I won't go into it right now on the show, but was raised in a certain religion, and I went to church every week, and I went to church classes every week. And that's how it was. And I began to question it, not that it's good, bad, or indifferent, but I began to question it out of knowledge, out of thought process, out of finding my true self, right? And I remember asking the minister about the religion and asking him about the thoughts that I had. And it was really interesting because he actually told me, and he said, you know, you should probably, you know, look around. You should probably take the time to experience different churches, different religions, reading different versions of the Bible. And I did that, but again, I was living under the roof of my family, okay? And they went to a specific church. It's not like I had a car at that age and could drive myself wherever. You know, that allowed me to learn patience, and that also allowed me to realize that there are options, but options in due time. And so when I did become an adult and I did have the ability to drive and do whatever I wanted to do, I took clear advantage of it. I took clear advantage of it because I knew that I wanted to learn as much as I could, that I wanted to make the choices I wanted to. And some of the choices and some of the values and beliefs and the belief systems of my family, I have chosen to stick with. Others I haven't. Others, I decided to make a clear, different choice. Others are just a little off from that choice or a little different from that choice. Some are completely different. And I made a choice on a specific religion, and I changed that into a different type of thought process based on my own beliefs and understanding, based on my own perspective because of knowledge, experiences, and the stuff that it takes to really make those choices. And so I really dedicate this show today to anybody that really wants to define themselves. I think that most of the time in this planet, we have a tendency to not define ourselves. And we owe it to ourselves to define oneself. You know, sometimes people ask those questions, who are you? And that's awesome, and that's great. And people come back and they go, well, you know, let's say you ask me who I am, and I respond back with, well, I'm Ashley, just Ashley Burgess. That's who I am. And you're like, okay, Ashley, give me a little more information on that, okay? Give me a little more information on who you are. And if you were to ask me specifically who I am, it would be more about defining my values of having gratefulness, my values of respecting all living things, my values of unconditional love, my values and belief system are important to me, and I hold those sacred. And because I hold those sacred and I do that and I base my life on my values and beliefs, now I can change these values and beliefs at any time. It's not like this is a doctrine in stone, okay? You can change them, because I believe that as you learn and grow and you evolve and you become wiser, I believe that your values and beliefs can morph and change a little bit here and there. You know, obviously the idea of caring for all living things, obviously the idea of love and compassion, the general concept is not going to change. However, maybe the more specific situation may change. So some of you out there may have once been a meat eater. Okay, maybe at one point in time you ate meat, and now you've decided that you don't eat meat because of your beliefs and value system. Now, I'm not saying one way or another, okay, but I'm saying that's a specific change. So you had compassion for animals and plants and people, but then you kind of added that compassion to the cow, you added that compassion to the lamb, you added that compassion, right, to the pig. Now, let's take another example. You know, when we make those specific small changes based with our values and beliefs, perhaps we believe and understand now that we can have unconditional love and love with other people outside of just our family and our significant other, because we've understood what the definition of unconditional love is. Okay, so that's kind of how things go, because we realize it's not about romantic love in that situation, right? We understand that it's love and compassion for the human being, love and compassion for the animal, love and compassion for the dog, the cat. That love and compassion based on not condition. So a lot of us were raised in family dynamics where, depending on what we did, example, we made an A on the exam. Or for many of you boys out there, and I'm saying women can play football too, but for many of you guys out there, you know, your dad gave you a pat on the back after you won the football game, okay? But when you lost the football game, maybe you were given the silent treatment, okay? You know, so there's a lot of different dynamics when we begin to realize what unconditional love truly is. And that's powerful. And we have to go through the process to really live and to understand, because I'm not going to cherish and value unconditional love with other people if I don't know what it is. I'm not going to cherish and believe in unconditional love and show it and give it if I don't know how to do it and if I haven't given it to myself, right? And if I've been raised around only conditional love, I'm given love, pseudo love, based on condition of what I have done or not done. If I've only lived in that realm of reality, I'm not going to be able to give unconditional love because I don't know how. See, so when we learn and we grow and we learn these things that are outside of our perspective and wheelhouse when we were growing up, our beliefs and our values change, right? Because all of a sudden now we believe from a perspective of before, we didn't believe that there was anything like unconditional love. We didn't believe that unconditional love could exist, right? Well, now that we've actually been given it by somebody and it wasn't based on condition, and then we gave it to ourselves and unconditionally loved ourselves no matter what, and we realize how to embrace ourselves, all of a sudden we're able to give it to other people, right? Because even if somebody gives it to us and we haven't given it to ourselves, we still don't understand what that is, okay? And so now we've broken the mold of conditional love. That breaks the mold of the love cycle for ourselves and for others. We understand we can embrace and love people in a non-romantic way, on a non-conditional way, right? not based on what they do or not do, not based on who they are or who they're not. It's based on the soul of the individual, that you love them at their core, no matter what, right? That changes the whole dynamic. And then we begin to live our life in a totally different way. Embracing the individual, not hating on the individual based on their crazy, absurd, or whatever, or negative choices, right? We don't base it on that. We might not respect their choice, but we still unconditionally love them, okay? Very powerful stuff. When I return, I'll be talking more about our personal identity, okay? And we're going to be talking about choices. And also, I'm going to begin to ask, you know, are you living by that identity? What are your choices and things that you can do to create and strengthen your identity today that'll actually impact your life on a positive, powerful way? So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back in two shakes.
I'm ready to fly.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, how strong is your personal identity? How strong is your personal identity? And what is our identity made upon? How do we create an actual independent identity, independent from our mother or father, independent from the people we hang out with, and based on our truth? And our truth is the definition of our values, the definition of our beliefs, and the choices that we make, right? It really is. And, you know, it's not the beliefs and the choices of our family. It's not the values that our family has chosen. It is with due diligence and understanding and perspective and learning and living and experiences that we create our own mantra, our own belief system, our own values, and our own ultimate personal identity. Right before the break, I was talking about values and beliefs, and I was talking about, you know, sometimes these values that we have, they only change just a little bit, but that little bit of change means the whole world, right? So we talked about love, and then all of a sudden we realized the unconditional love standpoint, and we realized that love is not based on conditions anymore. It's actually based on actual appropriate love. Many of us were raised in family dynamics where, you know, depending on if you won the football game, you got the pat on the back by your dad. If you won the golf game, again, the same from mom. If you lost the game, perhaps the silent treatment, perhaps, like, you know, just not being treated that well, and realizing that there was a distinct difference between the two, winning and losing, and also the appropriation of love in quotations. Very interesting dynamic. And so what I've realized is that through life, I have really worked to figure out exactly what my beliefs are and what my values are. But I've realized that predicated on that is our choices. Okay. And this is where a lot of us get murky. Okay. This is where a lot of the problem. It's where the rubber hits the road, you might say. And for some of us, the rubber's not hitting the road at all. And if it is, we're hitting a guardrail, right? We're hitting the guardrail like 5 and 6 times. And we're like, I hope I don't go over the highway, okay? Because things are getting crazy up in here. And the reason for that is because a lot of us have these values, okay? And we base our values and belief system on these certain predications, okay? But we don't choose to follow those beliefs and value systems. So I'll give you a good example. A good example is that we believe in monogamy, okay? We believe in monogamy, we believe in marriage, you believe in that kind of set process. You believe in the sanctity of marriage, okay? And some of you out there believe in it, and you act upon it, and you do the right thing, and that's great. But some of us out there have chosen to choose differently. And let me explain why this is problematic. So if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, and you believe in the power of that, the concept of actually being monogamous to your wife or husband is very powerful. But some people have chosen to step out of the marriage, right? And so in that situation, usually when they've stepped out of the marriage, they feel what? They feel bad. They feel sad. They feel like they have broken a covenant. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? They've broken something. And because of that, they step out of the marriage with somebody else, And for whatever reason, we're not judging the reason, but then they feel bad about it, but they continue to do it. So either you have to change your value system and belief system to actually accept the fact that stepping out of your marriage is okay. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? Because otherwise, there's guilt, shame, fear, sadness, right? Because if you value monogamy and you value marriage and you're stepping outside of the marriage, you see what I'm saying? So you have certain values, but you're actually living antithetical to those values. Do you see what I mean? Then that's when the rubber and the tire hits the guardrail. So you either have to change your values, you have to change your belief system of marriage, which means, okay, maybe you don't believe in the full sanctity of marriage, or maybe you believe it's okay to have some sort of activity outside the marriage. So you got to work on that. Or you got to sit there and say, maybe it's not about changing my values and beliefs. Maybe it's me working on my marriage, walking back into the marriage with 2 feet, right? And stomping the extramarital affair because it's making me feel sad, guilty, shame, blame, everything, and trying to figure out how to fix my marriage before I do that. Very powerful stuff. But see, a lot of people get sad, depressed, angry, resentful because of what? Because instead of changing the beliefs and the values, or instead of changing the choices, they keep valuing and believing one thing and doing the other. Okay? And I know that particular example is very tough for some people to deal with, but it gets down to the, you know, it really gets down to the brass tacks of what I'm trying to talk about right here, okay? The concept from A to B. And, you know, it's like, okay, for example, I'll give you a safer example. We'll go backwards, right, before Ford. That's pretty funny. So I basically threw out the enchilada, and now we're going to go back to the aperitif. So anyway, a good example would be that you value, your belief system is that you shouldn't eat meat, okay? And you value the life of this cow, right? Okay? But then you still go to the restaurant and you eat a steak and you feel bad about it. So you have shame and sadness. Maybe you even get physically ill. Okay? And you feel bad about it. And you start having stomach problems and you feel bad about it because you know or you feel like you should not be eating that cow. Okay? So one thing's either got to give or the other. Either you have to change your belief system and value system about eating that cow and that's bad or good, or you got to change your choices. What I found is it's a lot easier to change your choices than it is your value system and belief system, unless the value system and belief system was predicated onto you and put into your mind prior, where you didn't make the decision based on your own analysis. It was made for you, and so you took that on as a child. Very important stuff here that you have to get down to the core of your own belief system and the core of your true identity. All these things are very powerful for you to figure out exactly who you are, okay? And that's one of the things that I think is so powerful about today's show, is that we're really focusing on your true identity. We're focusing truly on you and those choices, because think about it. We got these values that we choose, right? And these values are very important, and those values are like the top tier. And we got the beliefs. The belief system, the beliefs that we live our life by. I believe X, Y, Z. Okay, so some of you out there say, I believe in a God. I believe in God, right? I believe in a God. So you're going to value different concepts than other people would if they did not believe. Okay, now that belief system of believing in God, correct, will facilitate perhaps a different choice pattern for you than would for somebody that's a non-believer. If you believe in God, you believe that there's more to life than just this lifetime. You realize that there's a payoff later down the road. And so your actions and thought processes need to be calculated in a positive, amazing, powerful, motivated, specifically good to the core way to really get the creme de la creme out of this life, right? But the other half is true, too. If somebody doesn't believe, right, then why do they need to live to a certain level of excellence? If they believe that at the end of this life, it's darkness and they go into a pine box and that is it, over, finito, Okay. And so our different thoughts and feelings and belief system is based on those values, those beliefs. And we have to be able to coordinate our values and beliefs and really radiate that with our choice. Because the choice is what we have. The choice facilitates our identity every day. When we make a certain choice, we facilitate and execute an identity every single day. We make our identity either strengthen our identity at the core, or we devalue our identity. And so I ask you to really think about this right now. Which side are you on? Are you really strengthening your personal identity, or are you really devaluing it whenever you can? All of it's based on values, belief system, and our choices. And not only do our choices affect the people in our outside world, correct? Our choices are radiated to our inside world. So not only do people see what we choose, but more importantly, we see what we choose, okay? And we have to live with ourselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless you figured out a way out of that. However, we've got to live in this skin and be comfortable in our own skin. And when we're making choices that are antithetical to our values and belief system, we tend to get, well, pretty uncomfortable. Stay tuned when I return. Reggie Harvey is joining me here in studio today to talk about his latest book. I can't wait to talk about that. It's going to be very powerful and motivating, so stay tuned. And as well as later on in the hour, I will be talking more about how you can create and strengthen your personal identity to gain power and support within yourself, but also power and support from others who actually watch you and learn from you. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about strengthening your personal identity. And what that means and what you can do to really strengthen that identity, be stronger, more successful in your life. And really, the interesting thing is that it impacts us within ourselves just as much as it does in the outside world. When people begin to recognize that you have a strong value system and belief system and that you choose wisely based on that, you impress a lot of people around you. Okay? People begin to take note. The other thing that's interesting is that you begin to take note because you realize that you are choosing these values based on your choices. You're not a victim to this. You are not making bad choices. You're not feeling pretty bad like I was talking about in the last segment about, you know, this is when the rubber meets the road. But for many of us, this is when the tires and the rubber meets the guardrail on the highway. You know, we're living life and we have these values, but we're not really living by them. We're actually living antithetical to them because we're making these choices that aren't really behind, that do not resonate with our values. And then we feel bad about it. And then we get guilt and shame, right? And then that guilt and shame builds up and it's got to go somewhere. And it starts permeating the rest of our life, and we start feeling pretty bad about our life, and we start feeling down about our life, and the next thing you know, we kind of have like a nervous breakdown, okay? Or a midlife crisis, or depression, right? Not to mention anxiety and stress. And, you know, I know that some of them could be smaller, like, you know, and I don't say this is small, but some of you might be eating meat and you don't feel like you should, and you should value the cow and you're eating meat, and so it makes you feel bad, okay? There you go. That's one example. Some of you are doing more extreme things and could be in that process, and I'm not pointing blame or anything, but I'm saying some of you out there might be believing and being honest and straightforward when in reality you're not living that way, okay? No matter if that's with work or friends or your spouse. And so we've really got to figure out exactly who we are in the situation, and we can't take it for granted, okay? Because we've got to live true. And I'm going to help you figure out how to strengthen that identity, and I'm going to give you 4 ways of doing it. But first off, we got to really get real with ourselves. Before I continue into this conversation, I've invited a good friend of mine to come on the show, and somebody that I think is going to provide not only motivation, but spirit, but also just the perseverance for us to do a lot of things we need to do in life today. Survivor of a near-fatal illness, author of The Anatomy of a Patient, speaker, and good friend, Reggie Harvey joins me live in the studio right here at Live Your True Life Perspectives. Great to have you in studio, Reggie. How you doing?
Hey, Ashley. I'm so glad to be with you today.
I am so glad you joined me in studio. So, Reggie, I've read your book cover to cover, Anatomy of a Patient. You've been through a lot. Stage 4 renal failure. That's a huge thing. And a lot of us, when we think about that type of illness, we know that there might be a transplant and what have you. So how do you live day by day being mindful and using the best of your ability every moment that you have?
Ashley, when I found out on Christmas Eve of 2015 that I had a fatal disease that could have killed me at any time the past 20 years and didn't know it, I was immediately confronted with the idea of making a conscious choice about living. I had two options: hide in the corner and wait to die, or confront this head on. And I realized, well, I'm living today. I'm alive today. Even if it's a crappy life, it's mine. And I'm not ready to give it up.
Very powerful thought process, Reggie. And I think a lot of us need to hear this information because we're either going through a health situation, an illness, we're overwhelmed with some of the stuff that's going on in our life, and we really need to put things back into perspective. So how do you see every day moving forward in your particular life?
Ashley, every day I wake up, I see it as a joyous event. And it's a day that I want to spend quality time with everyone I meet, strangers alike, in particular the people that populate our life. If we're driving down the road or walking down the street or getting off of an elevator, you don't know them, but you see them, and you should not just ignore them. I used to. For 40 years, I was a workaholic in my engineering career. My projects were my life, and people were secondary. Now, I have learned that every individual, whether I know them or not, that is on this planet, is important. Even if they just smile at you, wave at you, walk past you and don't knock you down, that is a generous act, and it's one to be celebrated. I don't take anybody for granted anymore, because I don't take my life for granted anymore.
Powerful stuff. You know, it's interesting, Reggie, you and I have had the conversation before. I had the health stuff at the very beginning of life, you know, and a lot of people go through it in the middle of life or toward the end. And I see you in the middle of life dealing with this stuff. And when I was a kid, I never knew if I was going to live or die. And so I spoke to every single person. And so now you are in the mode of speaking to everyone and being involved in the day to day and being able to actually be mindful. And so for the folks out there right now that are listening, that may or may not be going through something, what are some things that they can do today just to embrace the moment?
Well, one thing I wanted to share with you is the whole idea that I actually found out I was sick for 20 years and was never diagnosed. I've had all of the normal proactive tests and evaluations. I've had some of the best doctors, but it was still missed. I thought I was living a normal life. I thought I knew what normal was. Then to find out that my kidneys were being eaten away by viruses I didn't even know I had, that had never been diagnosed, and that I had been sick the past 20 years when I thought I was well, that was a huge slap in the face. So this whole idea of we think we know what's going on, we think we're in control of things, what is it that Woody Allen is credited for saying? If you want God to laugh, share your plans with him. To answer your question, Ashley, the most important thing you can do is not fake it. When you get invited to go somewhere, if it's a crappy day and you just don't feel well, don't go. Don't make excuses. Just don't go. On the other hand, if you go and you only have a good 30 minutes, then make sure you have the best 30 minutes and make sure everybody that engages with you has the best 30 minutes. And then get yourself out of there. I've got a lot more to say about that, but I'm coming back next week, so we can talk some more.
I'm looking forward to next week's conversation with Reggie, you know, because it's really true. It's all about the way we live our life. You know, it's what we do with the time here on planet Earth. It's what we do with our life. It's what we do with every moment of every day. And so, you know, I think it's very interesting when we're talking about this particular subject matter at hand. Okay, this specific subject matter at hand is about your values and your beliefs and your choices. And what are those choices that you're making? How can you make more solid decisions? And I think one of the first things, well, I don't think I know the first thing that we have to do to get right with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? To get right with ourselves. And to use our time wisely, like Reggie was talking about. You know, he's going through a scary diagnosis, right? But he's learned through this a valuable lesson to use his time on this planet for good. To do the right thing. To do what's right. And to make the most out of every moment. So that's what I encourage you to do. And I encourage you to begin with the first process is to do an exercise. You know my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. It's on Amazon. It's on my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Burgess. You can find it. And one of my chapters talks about values and belief system. And it's about doing an exercise to really figure out what are your values and beliefs. What do you truly stand for? Because many of us don't really realize what we truly stand for. And this is important. And we have to really walk it through and say, what am I thinking about? How do I feel about this? How do I feel about this? Do I value this? Is this something important in my life? Okay, and you can do this exercise, you know, writing down the first things that come to your mind. What's your first things that you value? Family, marriage, work, health, job, your dog, your cat. You got to write that down. And then you begin to ask yourself, what are your beliefs? And this is going to take time. It's not an hour. It's not an hour thing here. It's going to take some time. And it's going to really help you structure to understand where you stand in your thinking based on your values and your belief system. Powerful stuff. This is stuff that will change your life forever. Stay tuned when I return. I'm giving you the other three things that you can be doing to really strengthen your identity and have a strong inner persona as well as outside persona that's going to make you realize your value as well as making the other people around you realize that you are a valuable person. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess. Ashley, BERGES. New video content every week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes. You could be my
luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about your personal identity. More so, how strong is your personal identity? This is powerful stuff here, guys. This is powerful stuff. Because this is the stuff that resonates at our core, at our soul level. But more than that, well, actually less than that, but for most people it means more than that. It's about what other people see you as well. How powerful do other people see you? And I'm going to tell you one thing, an inside deal is that the more powerful people see you, the more stronger your personal identity is. Just as simple as that. Right before the break, I was talking about doing that exercise. You know, in my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, I offer some step-by-step work on how to really define yourself, your values, and your belief system. You know, what do you value? And it's about literally writing it out. What comes to mind first, second, third, fourth? Not something that you feel like other people would value, or should I put this, or should this be my value? But it's more so, what do I truly value? And then writing down soul beliefs that you really do believe at your core. And then it's asking yourself and looking at your day-to-day life and saying, you know, am I making the right choices? Okay, and I give you another good example of a choice that's antithetical to personal belief and values. So let's say that you believe in living your best life, living your true life, right? Live your true life, It's about living your true life. And what does your true life mean? And in your true life means to you. Your true life means to you being in a respectful marriage, respecting one another, loving one another, empowering one another. And antithetical to that, your marriage is abusive. Your spouse puts you down constantly. You're constantly walking on eggshells. And there has also been maybe physical abuse or mental or verbal abuse. And you believe in living your true life, but you're still sticking in that. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. That's antithetical to your values and beliefs. And eventually you've got to step up and make that change. And it takes help. I'm a therapist that helps people to do just that. But you have to execute the point of change and want it so bad that you're willing to get very uncomfortable. You're willing to literally let go of this relationship and you're ready to move on forward with the relationship about you. But see what it says? It takes you to really understand your values and your belief system, and then you have to make the appropriate choices. Okay? Rome wasn't built in a day. It's not like you're just going to let go of your marriage. Everything's going to change. You have to work to rebuild yourself, to find yourself, to strengthen your core, to strengthen the internal self. And then you can begin to let go of the shackles that you have devised in your own life to hold you back. Okay? I know that many of you think, well, it's my husband or it's my wife. And, you know, it's there. It's them that's creating this. It's them that, you know what? I understand where you're coming from, but you put yourself in this position. You've accepted this reality. And I'm not trying to be tough. I'm just saying you have accepted this reality. You have. And it's time. It's time to decide, are your values and belief system true? Is it okay for you to live your true life? Or is it not? You know, the next thing that you want to do is you want to go out and experience. You want to go out and live your life. Many of you might have accepted a religion in your life, for example. Maybe you find some solace in it, but maybe you find some disagreement in its doctrines, and it's time for you to begin to look around. It's okay to read different Bibles. It's okay to look at different religions. It's okay to look at spirituality. This is your life. Nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for not figuring out who you are. Okay, nobody's going to give you a medal of honor to not figure out who you are. You know, in the end, you've got to live your life for you, not living other people's lives, not living your life for someone else. And this is very interesting because it goes to the core of our choices, to the core of your being. You know, are you married to somebody that you love? Are you married? Is this marriage what you want? You know, religion, you know, gay, straight, all that stuff you've got to really think about and make those decisions for you. Because like I said, we have this life. We need to make the best of it. We need to make the choices we need to make for ourselves, right? We got to choose wisely and we can't have the deck stacked against us, right? When we're living antithetical to our values, that's the deck stacked against us, but we're the house. We're Vegas at that point. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense. We have the cards. We own the cards. We can change the cards at any time. Not Vegas, but we can change our cards at any time and make our decisions. And make our decisions based on our choices and make our choices based on our, what, values and beliefs. And we can change those too anytime if we come up with new information, if we find new knowledge and we become wiser in something, whatever. We can actually make changes to that. And that leads me to the last thing that I'm going to offer in today's show that's going to impact you in a valuable way. And that is to let go of what no longer serves you. Okay, there's things that we are holding on to, whether it's the abusive relationship, whether it's anger and resentment about something that's happened, whatever it is, old value system, old beliefs, wrapped up in guilt and shame. Whatever it is, those things need to be let go of now. Time to let go. Time to let them go. Don't you agree? And once we begin to actually do some exercises and write down in a journal the things that we want to let go, we can actually begin to do that. And that's something that I help clients do all the time. Because we owe it to ourselves to be joy-filled. We owe it to ourselves to be grateful and happy in this lifetime. But how can we be happy if we're not living true to our beliefs and values and we're making choices that we're hitting the guardrail on the highway instead of, you know, the rubber to the road? And so we've got to literally figure out who we are, what do we stand for, and if we stand for that, then we got to live like that. If we don't, then we need to change the way we live or what we stand for. This is going to resonate within you. It's going to make you feel better about you. It's going to strengthen your identity. And it's also going to empower you with the group of people that you're with and the group, just the way that they see you. Because all of a sudden, you're not going to be lost in the crowd anymore. People are going to know what you stand for. They're going to know who you are. And even if they don't agree with you, they'll respect you for it. And guess what? You'll respect yourself for doing what you need to do. I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with your friends and family. And in the meantime, don't forget to live your true life. Live your true life perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it, in three shakes.